Be'ezrat Hashem, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Broody. Today's podcast is entitled Bullseye, and it's podcast number 43. So if you haven't yet heard the other 42, stop by emunahbeams.com, where you can download any or all of the MP3 or MP4 files at no charge whatsoever, a gift from Hashem by way of Emunah Beams. Bullseye. If you're the real archer, the real champion, the real marksman, you shoot, you hit right in the middle of the bullseye. And if you're a slouch, you shoot or fire wherever you want. And then wherever the arrow or the bullet hits, you draw a bullseye around it. Now, everybody knows that the first way is the true bullseye. And the second way, it's a fake, it's a lie. The same thing goes with truth seeking. A true truth seeker searches for the truth and does everything in his or her power to live life accordingly. What does that mean? A slouch first decides what he or she wants, whether it's a cheeseburger, or the neighbor's spouse, or money from a shady transaction, or a forbidden food or substance, and then they build an imaginary truth that accommodates their urges and their bodily appetites. Now, nothing is more embarrassing in the next world up in the heavenly court when the judges show a person that he or she lived their life a lie, like a slouch, and they painted a fictitious bullseye around their mistaken pursuits. You're so much better off being a real marksman, a real archer, searching for the bullseye of absolute truth with dedication and training and learning, and you hone in on the target. Now the Gemara tells us that Hashem's signet ring is truth, emes. Why? Like the Militzer Rebbe says, 99% truth is a 100% lie. The slightest deviation from the truth, that already amounts to a counterfeit of Hashem's name. So by striving for the truth, we uplift and improve our character traits, and we therefore get closer to the Shem, because the closer we get to 100% truth, the closer we get to Hashem, because Hashem is 100% truth. So let's each of us examine our belief systems. Do we really believe in Hashem? Come on, look in the mirror and ask yourself, do we really believe in Hashem's Torah? People say, oh, what are you asking? Of course we do. Oh, okay. If the answer is yes, then why do we pick and choose what's comfortable to us and throw away whatever takes us out of our comfort zone? The Rambam says that anyone denies a letter of the Torah is a heretic, even more so an entire mitzvah. So how can a person be exacting in his level of kashrus? Oh, he won't eat someone else's kashrus and he turns his nose down at rabbis, but then he'll turn around and lie and swindle in business? And how can a person be so stringent in his refusal to carry anything on Shabbos? No, he doesn't recognize the kashrus of the Eruv, but he'll turn around and embarrass a person in public, ridicule him and yell at him? It's also against Torah, much worse. The only way a person can possibly and correctly learn and observe all of the Torah is if he or she has emunah. Know why? Because they got to do everything that Hashem says, both in regard to their fellow human and in regard to Hashem. Without emunah, one person decides it's okay to drive on Shabbos, and another person decides it's okay not to repay a financial debt to another person. But you know something? According to the laws of Yom Kippur and the Shulchan Aruch, violations of the commandments between man and fellow man are much worse than violations of the commandments between man and Hashem. Hashem forgives easily, but fellow man, not so much. So a person wants to daven to Hashem after he's violated something to his fellow man. Hashem says, no, first ask forgiveness for your fellow man, then come ask forgiveness to me. And that's why Hashem listens to the prayers of a person who accidentally violated the Shabbat, but he won't listen to the prayers of somebody who causes anguish to his fellow human being. That's the way it goes. And a lot of people don't want to see that, but that's what it is. So what do we learn from all this? With emunah, we learn that there's nothing but Hashem, Ein Od Milvado, and every letter of his Torah is true. We also know that if, heaven forbid, we hurt another person, we're hurting Hashem's child because we're all Hashem's children. Now, people with emunah, they don't do such a thing. They don't go around hurting fellow human beings because they're Hashem's children. And you know how painful it is when someone hurts your children. So as a result, with emunah, a person is loved above in heaven and he's loved below on earth. Hashem loves him and his fellow humans love him. Because people with steadfast emunah, they're winners because they always hit bullseyes in life. They do the right thing. A bullseye in life is doing the right thing, doing what the Torah tells us to do. So you too, cherished friends, you're destined to be big winners. How do I know? Because if you're listening to this podcast, you care about strengthening your emunah. If that's what you care about, that's what you're going to succeed in doing. So God bless, and may Hashem help you attain all your heart's wishes for the very best. Amen.